Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, this is KYW's Dave Uram. Well, you probably know by now that the Eagles have a really tough game Sunday at New Orleans. The Saints are 8-1. They're one of the best teams in the NFL. They got a high-powered offense. The Eagles are struggling in the first year after winning a Super Bowl. It's a daunting task in front of them. But, you never know. They could win, right? It could happen. Nothing's impossible. Any given Sunday, something can happen in the NFL. Well, I asked Ray Dininger that question. What's it going to take for the Birds to beat the Saints?
Well, David, that's a very good question. I mean, you would think that what you would want to do is try and run the football, control the clock, shorten the game, keep it close, and most of all, keep Drew Brees and that offense off the field. That's, in a perfect world, that's what you would want to try to do. But the Eagles aren't really built to do that, and the coach is not a guy that wants to run the ball a lot. So I think what they're going to do, they're going to take their best shot, and they're just going to attack the Saints defense, which has some weaknesses. Saints defense right now is ranked 31st in the league against the pass. So teams have had success throwing the ball against them. So I think the Eagles are just going to turn Carson Wentz and his receivers loose, and they're going to try and match the Saints big play for big play, but down in that dome where the Saints play so well, that's going to be a very, very tough strategy to succeed with.
So my follow-up, Ray, is how badly are the Birds going to lose?
Well, you mentioned at the start there that it's very rare to see a Super Bowl champion that's an 8, depending on where you're looking, it could be anywhere from an 8 to an 8.5-point underdog. But that's a reflection of where they are right now, and that's a reflection of just how well the Saints are playing right now. I have picked the Eagles every week so far, so I'm 4-5 just like they are. but you can always say this is the NFL and anything can happen. But the matchups here so favor the Saints, especially at home, that I have to like the Saints, and I'm going to say 35-24.
35-24 Saints. Well, thank you very much for the phone call as always, Ray. Enjoy the weekend. We'll chat next week.
All right, David. I look forward to it. Bye-bye.
And you can hear Ray Dininger on KYW News Radio the last weekday morning leading up to an Eagles game when he previews the matchup and the first one after the Birds play to recap what happened. He's on at 8:15. You can always tune in with the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.